Title: FM Bass Design in Ableton Operator Advanced. Alright, let's build a drum and bass FM bass in Ableton Operator that isn't just cool and solo, but actually works in a track. The goal today is a rollable bass system with a clean, stable sub, a controllable mid-snarl, and macro controls so you can perform the movement across 16 or 32 bars like it's part of the groove. Here's the mindset. In drum and bass, the bass isn't just low end, it's movement, attitude, and rhythm. Operator is perfect for this because it's fast, clean, and super controllable. And we're going to keep this stock device friendly, so you can do it anywhere. We're building a two-layer system inside an instrument rack. Layer A is your sub operator, mono, clean, stable pitch, basically untouchable. Layer B is your MID operator, FM byte, harmonics, motion, and character. Then we'll process and glue it like one instrument, map macros, and talk about how to automate it so it actually rolls. Let's go. First, session setup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is home base for a lot of modern DNB. Create a new MIDI track and drop an instrument rack on it. Open the rack chains and create two chains. Name the first one SUB, and put an operator on it. Name the second one MID, and put another operator on that. This rack setup is a big deal. It's not just organization. It's what makes the whole sound playable and performable with macros. If you skip this, you'll end up with a patch you can't arrange. Now we'll build the sub. Open the operator on the SUB chain. For the algorithm, choose the one where all oscillators go straight to the output. No modulation. We don't need FM for the sub. Stability is king down here. Oscillator A, set it to a sine wave. Chorus at 1. Fine at 0, level at 0 dB as a starting point. Now the amp envelope. For DNB, you'll usually want a tight start that doesn't click. Set a tack somewhere between 0 and 5 milliseconds. If you hear a click, bump it up slightly. Decay around 200 milliseconds is a good baseline. For sustain, decide what role the sub is playing. If you want plucky notes, set sustain all the way down. If you want held notes, set sustain somewhere around minus 6 to minus 12 dB so it holds, but doesn't feel like an organ. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so it tails off cleanly, especially when notes change quickly. Now a key rule, keep the sub mono, after operator on the sub chain, add utility, and set width to 0%. We're not doing wide sub, ever, not in DNB, not if you wanted to translate and not fall apart in clubs. Optional, but very useful. A subtle pitch envelope to add that little push at the start of the note. In operator, go to pitch envelope. Set amount somewhere around plus 6 to plus 18, and decay around 40 to 90 milliseconds. You're not trying to hear a laser zap. You're trying to feel a micro thump that helps the bass speak right as the kick and snare are making space. Cool. Sub done. Protect it. Mentally put it in a glass box. We'll let the mid do the fighting. Now the mid layer. Open operator on the MID chain. Choose an algorithm where oscillator A is the carrier, and B modulates A. If you can also have C modulate A, even better. Think, B into A as the core, with C as optional extra grit. Oscillator is your carrier. Start with a sine wave. Yes, a sine. Clean carriers give you controlled FM. You can switch to saw later if you want it to get hairier faster, but start clean so you actually understand what the modulators are doing. Set course to 1. Oscillator B is your modulator. Set B to a sine wave. Set course to 2. That 2:1 ratio is a classic, because it gives you musical harmonics without instantly becoming a metallic mess. Now here's one of the most important concepts in operator. The modulator level is basically your FM amount. So set B level low to start, maybe around minus 18 dB, then we'll push it up once movement is in place. Oscillator C is optional grit. Set C to sine or square. Square will get edgy quickly. Set course to 3 or 5 for nastier, more aggressive odd harmonic energy. Keep C level all the way down for now. We're going to earn it. Now, a teacher-style checkpoint. Lock your fundamental pitch early and protect it. The sub is your true fundamental. The mid is harmonic and percussive information. If the mid starts to feel out of tune, do not retune the sub to chase it. Instead, reduce an harmonic FM, bring ratios back to cleaner values, reduce modulator, find a tune, or low pass the mid a bit harder. That's how you stay mix ready. Next, movement using envelopes. DNB bass isn't just tone, it's rhythm. So we want the mid layer to speak on the grid. Go to oscillator B's envelope. The goal is FM transient design. More harmonic bite at the start, then it relaxes. Set attack to 0. Set decay somewhere around 120 to 300 milliseconds. Set sustain to zero. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. What this does is huge. It makes the FM intensity hit, then fall away, which gives you that wow and articulation without needing constant heavy distortion. It's punch that translates on small speakers, but it stays smooth enough to roll. Now set the amp envelope for the carrier. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds, again. Manage clicks. Decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain to taste. For rollers, you often want lower sustain so the bass feels like it bounces rather than drones. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now, before we get excited and crank FM, quick gain staging note. Operators' internal levels matter more than people think. Try to keep the carrier at a healthy level, but leave headroom. A good target is that the MID chain output is peaking around minus 12 dB before you add saturation. Treat modulators like tone generators, not volume sources. Push them for harmonics, then compensate with carrier level or device output so your saturator behaves predictably. Now let's add talk movement using operator's LFO. Enable the LFO. Choose a sine or triangle wave for smooth motion. Turn sync on. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16. 1/16 is usually more neuro twitch. 1/8 is more roller sway. This audio version is shortened for playback.